WMPG celebrates Black History Month. My name is Caleb Richardson, a student at USM, and I'd like to share with you the life of Claudette Colvin. On March 2, 1955, a black 15-year-old girl boarded the bus in Montgomery, Alabama. When she was asked to forfeit her seat to a white passenger, she refused. This story might sound familiar to most of you. However, the name may not. Claudette Colvin became one of the first several women to be arrested to refuse to comply with the state's segregation laws. While Montgomery bus boycott is often credited for the efforts of Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, it was the early efforts from activists such as Colvin that ignited the spark of masses to protest and organize boycotts. In addition to being one of the first to challenge Alabama's segregation laws, Colvin also served as a plaintiff in the landmark legal case Broder v. Gale. In addition to being one of the first to challenge Alabama's segregation laws, Colvin also served as a plaintiff in the landmark legal case Broder v. Gale, which helped to end the practice of segregation on the Montgomery public buses. Despite Claudette Colvin's monumental role in the civil rights movement, she was pushed to the sidelines due to her age, economic status, and the fact that she was pregnant out of wedlock. Many civil rights leaders felt that she was an inappropriate symbol for the test case. Black organizations believed that Rosa Parks would be a better figure for the test case for integration because she was an adult, her job, and the middle-class appearance. They felt she had the maturity to handle being in the center of the potential controversy. While Colvin's role in the fight to end segregation in Montgomery may not be widely recognized, Colvin helped advance civil rights efforts in the city and ultimately the country. WMPG will be celebrating the black men and women throughout the month of February. Each day, we will focus on the achievements of one individual. To revisit this story, or to read and view others, visit WMPG.org.